Welcome to Seasons, a podcast centered around two friends, their lives, and what they're learning about themselves and each other along the way.
Each week, we'll discuss how we're successfully navigating the different seasons of life and the different seasons of friendship.
We'll share our thoughts about what it takes to be a good friend, no matter what life is throwing your way.
Each season brings new challenges and new opportunities, and we're here to help you weather the storm. I'm Portia.
And I'm Janae. Let's start, Portia. We were going to do that part together. Gonna say it together.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Let's start the show. We're just going to leave that in.
This is real life.
Yes. Okay.
Y'all need to get the real. You feel me? Hey, friend.
Hey, girl. Hey.
How art thou?
I am here. I am tired. The week has weaked, or the week has been weaking.
You remember? No. Is that a thing?
I made it a thing.
Okay. The week has been weaking.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes. God has been good. And God has been so gracious to give me the rest of the week.
I was like, are we starting testimony early?
No. I just felt that in my shata.
Yeah. So we're here in Knoxville, and it's on the news, actually, how the whole eastern coast, I believe, southeastern. Mm-hmm. But even I think up in New York, we're getting some precipitation, some rain. And I think even in New York, it's supposed to snow, I believe I heard today.
Let it snow. But
shout out Boys to Men. The rain has gotten so bad here in Knoxville that they let students out early today. And students are also out of school tomorrow.
It's also flooding and sickness. So it's kind of a combination
of everything. Jinx, knock on wood.
That is definitely.
It's not wood, but you know, you get the point. So we are excited. This episode is just an introductory type thing. We just wanted to come say hi and kind of let you guys know, first of all, how excited we are to actually be starting this podcast. And we also wanted to kind of just give you a little bit of an overview of what to expect on the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about why we even decided to get started. And just, you know, kind of chat for just a little while. This is only going to be a couple of minutes.
We'll see if it's a couple of minutes, because girl, we like to talk.
Listen, I gotta get into bed, I told you. I forgot what I was just about to say, so I'm just gonna say something else. We're gonna tell you why we decided to start this show. And I think I said, give you an overview.
Yes, that is what you were about to say.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
I was going somewhere else, but whatever. So you want to get started by telling them why seasons?
Why seasons? Because we're dope. No. First of all, we love to talk. So Janae and I can literally sit anywhere, in the car or in living room or in the parking lot. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And we can sit there and we can just talk about everything under the sun. Life, relationships, men, shoes, clothes, men, Jesus. And so we decided to kind of, you know, put some use to that and make a podcast, and just to share with you guys things that we talk about. Yeah. We used to Facebook Live videos. Mm-hmm. Late at night, where we would share like wisdom or things that we've gotten from God, and so we would call it the 11th hour. And so it was always fun to make those videos, and so now we're making podcasts.
Yeah,
come through God.
Yeah, so we are just happy to be at this point. We've been talking about this podcast for about 2 years now. We've had several meetings where we just sat down and kind of just talked about what we wanted the show to be about, what the purpose of it would be, the structure of it, the name, all of that. So it's been a work in progress for a good while, and it has led us here to this moment. So we're grateful. We're also grateful for all of you who are supporting us already.
Thank you, friends.
I looked earlier today, and I think the number was 167 likes that we have on our Facebook page.
Facebook better not take away our likes, like Instagram trying to do.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind.
I really don't care. No, I'm just talking. I'm not one of those people who cares.
Who cares about your likes? I mean, in honesty, it does make you feel good.
It does. However, I don't want to get so caught up in the likes, you know, because it's almost as if I'm looking for approval.
Right.
And I heard if you live off of somebody's applause, you'll die from their silence.
Okay, word.
Is it 11?
It is 8. But that's good. Run it back for me, Portia. Say it one more time.
I don't know.
If you live
off of someone's applause, or you live for their approval, you'll die from their silence.
Wow. That's good.
I think that was Cornelius Lindsay who said that.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll find it for you. It's a quote. It's in my phone.
I like it because it's true. You know, if that's your focus.
Would you like it if it wasn't true, even though it just sounded good?
I wouldn't. But it's very true, because if you make your focus other people and, you know, trying to please other people, first of all, it's impossible. You're never going to be able to please everybody. But secondly, because
y'all is some ungrateful humans.
I mean, ungrateful. but I think it's important to know that you shouldn't put so much stock into what other people think. And now I think the flip side of that is reputation does matter.
It does.
It's important, you know, to have a good name and for, you know, people to speak well of you.
Right.
But you can't make that your focus, you know, because you will.
Because you can't focus on what you're supposed to be doing if you're focusing on pleasing others.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if, like, you're driving. You can't focus on driving if you constantly looking over to make sure, do I look good? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just drive.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Hello.
Focus on yourself. Worry about yourself.
Worry about yourself.
That's kind of what this is going to be. Us just talking, just, you know, whatever. You'll be able to sit in on a conversation with me and Portia. You know, you never know what you're
going to
hear.
You're never going to know, guys. So be ye prepared.
Be prepared. So the segments, we have a couple of segments that we're going to incorporate into our show. And now, you know, we're going to have freedom. You know, this is our thing. We're going to do it our way. So we might not get to each segment every week, but we did sit down and kind of think of the structure of the show. So really quickly, we're just going to give you guys an overview and kind of tell you what it is that we're going to be doing. So our first segment is called Homecoming, and we came up with this because both Portia and I are alumna. Is that right? Alumna. I believe if you're a woman, it's an A, right?
We are graduates.
But really, do you know?
Because I am a graduate.
You could be alumna, alumni, alumnus. Maybe alumnus.
I think alumnus. No, I think alumnus. Is the singular.
Alumnus is the singular?
I believe so. Okay. However, I don't know, which is why I call myself a graduate.
We went to UT.
Exactly.
The University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
Shout out to UT graduates.
Hey, ball for life. Go Big Orange.
Big Orange. Big Orange screw for big some orange, of us.
Big Orange country.
Yeah, but they screwed a few of us over.
Oh, yeah. They screwed me over, but we're not going to get into that.
I still love my school.
Sometimes. But homecoming at UT It's actually a lot of fun. People often have the misconception that because we are a predominantly white institution that is lame and there's no black culture, there's no, it's not fun. It's not lit, but that's not true. Homecoming is a lot of fun. A lot of people often come back, although in the past couple of years, a lot of people haven't been coming.
Like me.
You've never been, right?
I went to homecomings when I was in undergrad, but since I've graduated, no, I have not gone homecoming.
Why?
None of the people that I kicked it with would come for homecoming.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't go with you because you're gonna be with your sorority sisters. Mm-hmm. And so it's just awkward. Like, I'm gonna be holding all y'all stuff while y'all doing everything.
So this is actually our second time recording this. Yes. But one of the things we were talking about last night is how if you're not Greek, that kind of gives, it's not the same. There's a different element if you are Greek, because you know, you be with your long sisters, just like Portia just said. And so I think that might be, we have two different perspectives because of that. It's a little bit more exciting for me if I know some of my line sisters are going to be in town. But the whole purpose of this segment is the idea that we all come back and homecoming is an opportunity for you to catch up on what everyone has been doing, mm-hmm. get some life updates, meet the husband or the kids or the wife, whatever it is, because, you know, life happens and we've all gone our separate ways once we graduated. And so it's just a time to reflect and get updates. And so what we're going to do with this segment is shout out some of the people that we know personally. So these are people that we went to school with, are people that possibly are even from our hometowns, just people that we have an actual connection with that are doing some amazing things. So
right, so I'm not finna shout you out if you going to Walmart and buying clothes and putting Nike logos on them and you call it a business.
Okay,
I'm not shouting you out. It's called a scam.
Okay.
It's called illegal.
Hashtag.
Shall I continue?
I think we get the point.
Okay.
So we want people with legit businesses, legit organizations. No.
Let me see your 501c3.
Right. Are you tax exempt? But no, people that have just started things, or they might be working on something. So again, last night, as an example for this, we were talking about Morgan, who is a person that we both know. She's one of my neos. But then
shout
she's
out to
also,
Morgan Ward.
Yes, she's Portia's. Y'all were roommates,
we
right?
We were roommates.
Yeah, and so Morgan has, she has a couple of things going on, because I actually saw today she got into grad school. Yes, she's about to be Dr. Ward.
I'm going to call her Dr. Mo.
Dr. Mo is nicer. I agree with you. You're right.
Dr. Hey, girlfriend.
Yes, but so many things, so many great things are happening with her. She has a YouTube channel because she's natural. She has beautiful hair. So she just recently started a YouTube called Hey Curl Friend.
I used to think her hair was fake because it was always
so
late.
Pretty.
It was so pretty and always late. And then I live with her and I watched her do it and I was like, far from fake.
But she has, so like, even if it's in its natural state or if she straightens it, it's just, she has a really beautiful hair.
Yes.
So we're going to just highlight her, and we want you to go to her YouTube and subscribe and support her. She has a GoFundMe that she just I think she started it back in January, I think was the date on it, but I saw it today where she's just raising funds as she is continuing her journey through education and trying to impact the lives
of
kids.
She also was doing I think something with books, where she was like getting people to donate books.
Send books. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a second grade teacher, either second or third grade. But the point, I hope you see it, is that she's someone that we both know who is out here shining. Mm-hmm. And we just want to say, hey, girl, we see you. We're proud of you. We support you. We encourage you. And we're going to invite our listeners to do the same. So that's what homecoming is. And we're even going to have the opportunity to have some actual guests come on the show and talk about their businesses. So Yeah, we, Portia and I, are each other's biggest hype women. And so we are.
Go, Janae.
Go,
Janae.
Go, friend. But we want to do that for other people as well. Just hype them up and say, you're doing a good job. And we want to acknowledge it.
Yes. So our next segment is You Are My Person.
Hey, person.
Hey, person. So a few years ago, it was funny. Janae was like getting ready to tell me like this big secret. And so before she told me, she was like, okay, so I have something to tell you. She was like,
what was the secret?
I don't remember what the secret. Well, why would I say it on the podcast?
I mean, I know you wouldn't say it. I was thinking maybe you could have mouthed the words to me.
I don't know what she told me, but before she told me, she gave me
a disclaimer
as to why she felt that she could share this with me. Mm-hmm. And so it was from Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. It was Christina and Meredith.
Yes, Christina and Yang.
Who told who?
Meredith told Christina
that she was her person.
I think so.
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
I know. Now I'm doubting myself. I was very sure last night.
Okay. Somebody told somebody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. She accepted the position in her life. And so and so that's just kind of been like one of the, running
themes
in our friendship. Mm-hmm. Is that you are my person. And so we have shared some very intimate and personal things with each other, and that has never left our conversations. Mm-hmm. And so that is where we'll talk about our friendship and just our journey, and then topics that relate to friendship, like, you know, the transition from being single to being married. How did that affect our friendship?
Right.
Or even just from going from dating to not dating. Mm-hmm. So just the different seasons.
Yes, that's of our friendship. Of the show,
seasons. Hashtag seasons. And so that is why we will be sharing You Are My Person.
Yeah. Here's a question. I was thinking about it after we were talking last night. Do you feel, and I think we may have even talked about this before, do you feel like it's possible to have multiple people or multiple persons, you know, if we want to make it match? But multiple people in your life that you are close
persons?
To. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that females can have three best friends, like three female best friends. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you can have maybe three persons. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I feel like you are my person. Mm-hmm. I feel like Craig is my person. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like Dee Dee is my person too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just, you're my best friend. Craig is
my husband.
And mm-hmm. Dee Dee is like my mentor, big sister.
Oh.
Who's kind of walked with me through.
That's going to make her smile.
Oh, hey Dee. Shout out to Cuz. But just, I feel like you all play a different role.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, there's not one person who just I share everything with.
Right.
Well, Craig, but I still feel like you're my person.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. Because I think I can name people. Like, I think about Chelsea. I think about Patrice,
Chelsea.
You know. So I think it is possible, but especially as you mature through life,
mm-hmm.
you know, you, first of all, your relationships are strengthened.
True.
For example, me and Catrice, she's in Nashville and we don't talk nearly as much as we used to, but I still know that no matter what, she is one of my people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Is it like you just literally pick up where you left off every single time?
So like if I were to go take a trip to Nashville right now, I would call Catrice when I get there. Mm-hmm. Like I'm at the door.
Right.
You know? I think my mindset about that has evolved a little bit as I've gotten older, because you have different people for different aspects of your life. And different relationships, mm-hmm. you know, with the people in your life. And
but
that's
I still
okay.
be struggling with them females who got like three best friends. Like somebody not gonna get jealous?
That's a great question.
Because I feel like, I don't know, it's just weird to me. And maybe and maybe it's different now that I'm older, but I know years ago, I used to see people like best friend here, best friend there. And I'm like, somebody is being left out, you know?
I think it takes a certain level of maturity, because that made me think about, and I feel like we're getting into a show topic, but hey, you know, let's do it. But
y'all,
I
told y'all it wasn't going to be just a few minutes because we like to talk.
I think about you and Didi.
True.
And when you got married, I personally feel like
we gotta stop because we are getting into a show topic.
Okay.
I feel like that's a whole topic within itself.
It is. It could go several different ways.
Okay.
We'll pause. Mm-hmm. Put a pin in it.
That we'll means you gotta come back next week,
right?
Or
you have to listen to the show. So our third segment, we're going to call it Salt or Sugar. And now, I love my friend. I really do.
No, she don't, y'all. Wait till y'all
really
hear what
do.
She about to say.
I love her so much. However, there's just really just this one aspect of her life that she just is wrong about. And that's just the bottom line. She doesn't want to admit it, but she's wrong. And I've just decided I'm going to love her anyway. I have this debate with several people. Of do you put salt or sugar in your grits? And now I'm from South Carolina.
And I'm from Tennessee, West Tennessee.
That doesn't matter. No one really cares.
Everybody cares, baby.
the Tennesseans like to put sugar in their grits.
And the Carolinians like to put salt and pepper.
Salt, pepper, cheese. That's how you eat grits. You don't need to put sugar in grits. It doesn't even really make sense. And so
it doesn't make sense without it.
Whatever. As I said, I've just chosen to love her beyond her faults.
Not fault. But
it is a fault of yours. But
you hear that, God? She judging me.
He just told God on me.
I did.
That was funny.
You hear that, God?
But the purpose of this segment is we're going to talk about real life situations. So it could be something that we have experienced on our jobs, or it could be something that we experienced when we went to Target and somebody said something crazy. You know, it just real life situations that we have encountered, and we are going to be honest with each other and let each other know, is this a salty situation where you are, excuse me, I won't say right to be offended, because we shouldn't hold on to offense, but
we should for like 5 minutes and then you let
and
it go.
Let it go.
Right.
But does it make sense? Is it justifiable, I guess, quote unquote, as to why you were upset or why you're feeling a way about it? Or is this a sugar situation where you're actually looking at it wrong and it's a little bit sweeter than you're seeing right now? And so you need to take a step back and reevaluate.
I see what you did. So you made it to where sugar was wrong.
No,
and you and sugar salt was you actually had to be a right to be mad. Is that what you did?
It wasn't purposeful. It just kind of happened that way because you're not supposed to put sugar in grits. Take this as confirmation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Have you tried it?
I can't say that I have.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I
That's
won't
what
try
the saints
it.
Say.
I'm good. It doesn't even make sense. So I'm not going to try.
But a lot of things don't.
It's illogical. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a lot of things don't make sense logically. A lot of stuff God be doing in my life don't
God
make sense.
God did not approve.
He did.
Don't you put that on my God, because that, no.
You going to turn into a pillar of salt like Lot wife. You keep on looking back.
I want you to look forward.
I am. Trust me. That's why I'm still here with this sugar.
Goodbye. All right. Whatever. So that's what salt or sugar is. Because one of the themes, one of the pillars of our friendship is
pillar of salt.
All right. We're moving on. We're going to be honest with each other. That's something that we have committed to being honest. And there are a lot of times that I go to Portia and I'm just like, listen, let me tell you what happened. And you check me, correct me if I'm wrong, because sometimes you are wrong and you need a person in your life who you're able to listen when they tell you, hey, chill out. That's all.
Good. And then last but not least,
Never least.
We are going to do the 11th hour.
Yes.
Hiya. Hiya. This is a segment where we share praise reports, testimonies, give an encouraging word for the week, offer prayer, whatever it is that God has just been speaking to us. Because we know that we serve a God who will show up at the 11th hour.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. So I think that might be my favorite segment is the 11th hour.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yes, I think we should offer our listeners an opportunity to share praise reports.
I'm down.
Okay. I like, just give us a little snippet of how God came through with the come through.
Yeah.
So.
I'm down. I love that. I love hearing, you know, about those moments in people's lives because it can also serve as encouragement for you.
Yes.
It's a reminder.
Yes. And somebody could be going through that very situation and it the very same situation and it could remind them God is not forgot. You remember that song by Tony? God is not forgot. God is not forgot.
Did he sing it like that?
No, he can actually sing. You know, it's her. Have you seen him lately?
He's B Slay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have. I can't remember.
Like, it's Herbie Late.
I'm not surprised. He's radical, you know, in his yeah. choices.
But the boy can sing.
He sings down. I love his voice.
I really, y'all, when I was younger, I used to pray to God for two things. I used to pray that God would make my booty bigger.
Wow.
When I was a teenager.
What you want, sis.
Yes, but it's... God ain't come through with the come through yet. But it's okay.
Yeah. Because he married me. Your husband like it. Okay.
Hello. And then I used to pray that I could sing. And I used to say, okay,
well,
God.
Well, you actually can hold a tone.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Okay. Amen.
I'm going to come in singing one time.
No. Yes, I really don't want that to happen.
You just boosted my head. Like, man. Didn't she say she was my biggest hype man?
I didn't say that you need to start singing on tracks and such. I say you can carry a tune.
But I could train my voice where I can go to singing lessons.
You sure can. You can do that.
I can hear all of the shade in your voice.
No. I support you in all of your dreams. Do it, girl. Be the next. Don't be the next Beyonce.
Well, that's what I was saying. My prayer was that, okay, God, if you let me be able
Beyonce
to sing.
Beyonce can't even really sing like that for real. Ooh. And that's coming from a certified member of the Beehive. But she is an amazing entertainer. She is the total package.
Where Janae Anderson at? Oh, Janae Anderson Easterly. Let me get that right because she's a wife.
We're very honest about.
Really?
Yes, we know that. But
Kia,
are
you hearing this?
She's an amazing performer. She's an amazing entertainer.
Mm. And she's a great mother.
Yes, she
that
is.
Birthed twins.
Okay, you're going too far.
But Blue is still her child.
You're going too far.
That's another episode. Star, where you at?
Because
I'm going to bring Star on just for
dare.
The episode. Who else was with us?
That's all right.
Don't worry about
it. I get Kia to call in.
But sure,
Names Win can show up, and we can run you these straight facts.
Okay, because I got
Janae
the video.
A lawyer, you know that, right?
And I got the video.
Whatever. So that's really all, guys. Those are the segments, and you kind of get an idea of what the show is going to be like. We hope that you will tune in. So this is a Thursday. We're hoping to, not hoping to, we are going to drop our first episode next week. So make sure you check back for that. We're also on social media. We are on Facebook. You can find us at, I think it's Seasons Podcast is what you can search.
On Facebook.
Yes, Seasons Podcast, and we'll pop up. And then on Instagram, we are at Seasons Pod. So that is SEASONSPOD, Seasons Pod. No Twitter? How you feel about it?
I think we should get a Twitter because I love Twitter, especially Black Twitter. Mm-hmm. However, I already manage 2 Twitter accounts, mm-hmm. and 3 is a bit much because right now I'm managing 3 Instagram accounts and 3 Facebook accounts.
Yeah, you're doing a lot.
I am doing a lot, and I just don't want to drop the ball. I don't want to tweet about seasons on my work page. No, on my work page. So,
oh, Karen, Instagram.
Yeah,
right?
Now, yeah, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to mess anything up. So we're just gonna keep it where we are. Okay. But if the fans want a Twitter, I will sacrifice that beat just for you guys.
Look at you.
But don't ask for
That's amazing, Portia. I'm not going to do it. So, hey, more power to you. So right now, find us on Facebook and on Instagram. And then we can also be reached via email. And that is theseasonspod@gmail.com. So theseasonspod@gmail.com. So, yeah, friend, you got anything else you want to say before we close out?
I don't. I'm so excited. Yeah.
We're doing the thing that we talked about doing.
Yes, I'm so excited. Okay, guys.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for liking us if you have already on Facebook. If you haven't, please do so. You know, we would appreciate it greatly. So please do that. Share us. Invite all of your friends to listen to us. And we will
see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.